8.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. All kinds of stuff in the news of interest to talk about tonight, including someone dying because a pharmacist refused to sell an EpiPen without a prescription. And we'll find out more about why and what the circumstances were. Daryl has that story for us tonight. And also, the Postal Service is going to jack your rates up. If you're still buying their services, you're going to be paying more in 2014. We'll give you the latest on that. Plus, we started the show out in the last hour with a video from Carlos Miller over at photographyisnotacrime.com. It's a great website that does an incredible job of kind of keeping up to date with all the various different aggressions by uniformed, badge-carrying people against photographers. Photographers are regularly threatened. Videographers and photographers regularly threatened by police, sheriffs. In this case, the videos from the from Glenn County, Georgia, involving two bailiffs coming outside of a courthouse to threaten a man who's taking pictures of public buildings. He's in a ostensibly public place. While he's doing this, and the two men come up, they tell him that he's not allowed to do that, and they start peppering him with questions about who is he and who's he working for. And when he answers that he's working for Photography Is Not a Crime, the one of the bailiffs doesn't even understand, and then he finally clarifies he's working for PhotographyIsNotACrime.com, which kind of helps communicate to the bailiff what he means when he says that.
It's very who's on first.
Yes, so it is.
It's fantastic.
So I'm going to continue this video here, and again, photographyisnotacrime.com. If you want to link over to it, it's on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. You can check it out there, and we continue with the audio.
I'm asking you a question whether or not you took pictures of an inmate going to that courthouse.
I'm not answering any questions. I'm taking pictures of whatever I can see from a public space, including whatever I can see. There's no law against it.
I love this guy. He's so ballsy. And by the way, he's there pretty much alone. There is somebody else who was with him. That it makes an appearance in the video, and so, but besides him and this other guy that's kind of in the background, that's it.
Yeah.
And it can be an intimidating affair going up against men who you know are armed. Yeah, they're wearing those overcoats, but those bailiffs are armed, and they could hurt you if they wanted to. So you never know what you're dealing with here, and the fact that this guy doesn't answer their questions. In fact, he makes the statement that he's not answering their questions. He's not interested in answering their questions. I called a police department in Laconia a few weeks ago, and I had a similar situation where they started asking me a bunch of questions, tried to ask me, you know, more than one question. I did answer who I was working with, and I answered Free, you know, I'm a journalist with freekeen.com, and then they asked me something about how long I've been with them. I said, I'm not here to be interrogated.
Yeah.
I'm here to ask you questions. So keep yourself in the proper role in these circumstances when you're dealing with these government bureaucrats. Let them know who's in charge. They're going to try to assert themselves over you, and if you let them get away with it, then they're going to keep behaving that way in the future.
Sign me a statute. Don't tell me nothing but a statute.
I'm telling you right now.
If there's a statute.
You're taking pictures of inmates,
yes,
we're going to have a problem.
Now, what problem are we going to have exactly?
That's all he really. That's all he
You're
ever
not
really
doing
says.
What I want you to.
You were not
That's
respecting
the problem we got. You need to respect my authority.
Yep. Right.
That's all he really ever does is just kind of blusters about how you're going to have a problem if you keep doing this.
I'm old Jethro Billy Bob, and you're going to do what I say because I got this little metal thing on my chest.
So, well, let me continue here. I felt like I had something else to say there. I spaced on it.
Okay, what's the problem?
We need to get out of that courthouse.
Okay, what's the problem? Is this a public place? Is there a statute or a law that prohibits?
Okay, I know what I was going to say. So the statute question. Now, this one I don't necessarily really like, but it does have its benefits. So I don't agree that I'm subject to the statutes personally, so I really don't care what their statutes say or their ordinances say, but they're supposed to care about it.
Right.
They're the ones who've sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution of the U.S. and their state constitution. They're the ones who are supposed to be following the rules of the statutes. So that's where this question can come into handy, is to have them try to justify their own behavior. behavior by their own rules.
Right. Tell me which one of your rules you think I'm violating.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that I would necessarily agree that I would, you know, even if they did cite some sort of statute that said thou shalt not take pictures of the courthouse or inmates, I wouldn't care anyway. But it's a good question to throw at them because they usually don't know their own rules,
right.
And it kind of calls them on not knowing their own rules. But I also am really cautious because I don't want it to sound like I care what their statutes say. So I feel I'm a little uncertain about asking that particular question. I think it has its place, though. Continue here.
Prohibits me from doing that.
Photographing? No. Inmates, yes.
Is there a statute or law that prohibits me from photographing inmates in a public space? Simple question. If not, you guys have a nice day and leave me alone because I'm a journalist.
Let me bring that back real quick here. Listen carefully to what the bailiff says.
Is there a statute or a law that prohibits me from doing that?
Photographing? No. Inmates, yes.
Is there a statute or law that prohibits me from photographing?
He said photographing, no. Inmates, yes. That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Does that mean that there's a statute that prohibits the inmates from
photographing? Another good question. But that's not the part I wanted you to listen carefully. So keep listening to this bailiff.
Inmates in a public space. Simple question.
If not, you guys have a nice day and leave.
Did you hear that?
This is ours.
This is not the time or the place?
No, this is not a public place right here. This is ours.
That's right.
Wow. Now, he's telling it like it is here. This is a moment of truth from this bailiff.
Yeah, absolutely. Honest moment.
Right. The whole idea of public spaces is lost on this man. He doesn't see it as a public space, even though it's an open area. It's a parking lot, basically, where this guy is. He's on the sidewalk of this parking lot. I mean, by all definitions, this is a public space. It's run by the state. But from their perspective, public means the state. This is code. If you ever listen to what bureaucrats say, and they may not even know that it's code, but it effectively is. Whenever they talk about a public good, you know, like, oh, we got to have property taxes for the public good.
Well, our good.
It's theirs. That's what they're talking about. When they say the public, they mean the government. So whenever you hear government bureaucrats say the public, just substitute in government, and that'll make it much more understandable what it is that they're saying. Because the public isn't you, and the public isn't me, it's them. They're the public so-called servants. They're serving themselves to your hard-earned money. They're not serving you. You're their servant. They don't see themselves as your servants. Of course, that's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that they're public servants, meaning that they're serving you. But no, they're serving the government. That's what they mean when it says public. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855 450 free.
Me alone because I'm a journalist. And you're interfering. You're going to ask me to leave the public sidewalk?
Yes, sir.
Right now, you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Another question. Now, he doesn't ask this one in response to this, but another good question. If a cop ever says something about him, I'm going to ask you to.
Are you asking or are you telling?
Right. That's an important question to ask immediately. Because sometimes a cop will say, I'm going to ask you to leave the sidewalk. And then if you don't leave, they arrest you. Well, wait a minute. If you were just asking me, I shouldn't have to leave.
And that's not an order. Right.
So if you want to clarify, there's never anything wrong with asking a police officer to clarify what he's saying. Excuse me, just so I understand what you're saying. Are you just asking me to leave or are you ordering me to leave? Then in a lot of cases, they'll get specific, and then they'll say, well, I'm ordering you to leave. Okay, well, now we know. Now I understand what you're saying. You're not covering it up.
Or they might just go back and say, I'm asking you to leave, and if you don't, I will arrest you. Well, then you're not asking.
Yeah.
Now you're getting snippy, and I'm going to arrest you for disorderly contempt of a cop.
Contempt of cop. That's exactly right.
I do not want to see you taking photographs of inmates again.
Okay, so what's going to happen if I do?
That's a good one. Yeah, what's going to happen
if I do?
Do it and find out.
If that doesn't sound like an authoritarian parent, I don't know. Stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Textbook stuff here. We're going to continue. There's a little bit more of the video. We'll continue it here in moments at 855 450 free. Maybe you want to share your thoughts on freedom of the press or just on how these bailiffs are behaving. How would you have handled this situation? What are some good questions to ask? Of course, am I being detained is one of them, and he asked that in a moment, and we'll show you what
happened. Am I free to go?
That's another one as well. 855 450 free, but any questions you ask are better than just doing what you're told. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. If you are really enjoying Free Talk Live, you can, of course, become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can help us raise the money necessary to pay Daryl for doing affiliate relations for Free Talk Live, and that means calling talk radio stations, which we will resume doing tomorrow morning, because most of them aren't here today, but calling them and pitching Free Talk Live to them as an option for their programming, and then hopefully getting our show on their station over time. And so Daryl is joining me in that task. So we now have two people doing affiliate relations, which is better than one, and we've been having some success already. So if you want to help us with that, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Your amp dollars will be matched, and if you do it before the end of the night tonight, you will get bitcoins in return for your amp, which is a pretty sweet deal.
It is a sweet deal.
So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here. We're going to get to your calls, but I want to get through this video since we're on the topic here from Glynn County in Georgia, where Jeff Gray from photographyisnotacrime.com is outside the courthouse. He had gone there to do some research on a case where Glynn County Sheriff's deputies had slammed Glynn County Police, I guess, had slammed a 70-year-old woman, body slammed her, while another cop tried to stop a man from recording it. So that's why he was on the courthouse property in the first place, doing some research. He then was taking pictures, you know, kind of B-roll, shooting pictures of the scene and just the courthouse and the buildings there. And that's when a couple bailiffs come up, start threatening him over it. They take his camera. One of them takes his camera more than once, returns it to him after stopping the recording.
For clarification, was he taking pictures or was he getting video?
I believe both. He was getting video of himself taking pictures. In the very beginning of the video, you can see him in the camera, the secondary camera, taking pictures with a camera.
Okay.
So I believe he has a camera device that can do both, you know, camera and or video and photos. So anyway, they threaten him and they say that he's not allowed to take pictures of the inmates. And he asks them, well, what's the statute? What is your rule that you claim that I'm violating? The man, one of these bailiffs, has no real usable answer here. We're going to continue the audio from photographyisnotacrime.com.
Right now,
you keep asking leading questions. What kind of case are you trying to make?
I'm talking about what you guys are trying to do if I'm standing in a public space.
Let me tell you something. That's security purposes right there. And I'm going to tell you something. You're violating it. So I will and can put you in jail for that.
For violating what? What is the law, though? What's the law? What is the law that I'm violating?
Security purposes.
Security purposes is not a law.
Yeah. RSA, my authority. Really? Wow.
You want to talk about a non-answer to a question. I mean, he's not being obtuse. The man who's asking the question is being real clear. What's the law? What's your statute that you say I'm violating by claiming I cannot take pictures of the inmates?
Boy,
security purposes.
Boy, if you don't stop asking questions, my foot's going to violate your butt.
There you go.
Security purposes. Is there a statute that says security purposes?
I'm just often walking by here and heard this.
You keep on walking here, sir.
Oh, now this is interesting.
Yes.
So this is the second person that I was telling you about. Now, in the background, there's this guy. He looks, you know, a little older. He's got sunglasses on, little tousled hair, and he's the guy who just said, I was just walking by, and I saw this. Well, according to the article at photographyisnotacrime.com, that man is none other than Thomas Covenant, who also happens to work for Photography Is Not a Crime and is one of our most consistent public records gurus. So we'll be getting that bailiff's name in no time. So it's interesting. He's just kind of acting like he just happened to come across this, and that may be true. He may have just come out of the courthouse doing some records and saw his buddy being harassed by these bailiffs. He comes up and just kind of stops there and watches what's going on. That's when another bailiff notices the scene being observed by what appears to be another member of the public and just encourages him to move along. You don't need to be there anymore. Just go ahead and move along.
Ain't none for you to see here, boy.
You don't need to be watching us behave like this. Because they don't want people to see them behaving like this. But you'd think that they'd behave better if they had video cameras pointed at them. But that's certainly not always the case.
I want to get out of y'all's way.
Keep on going. If you're walking, just keep on going, sir.
All right. Did you guys say I'm being detained?
Nobody said that.
Okay, bye.
No, but he did.
No, that's right. That's right.
He did
say that earlier.
Yeah,
at the beginning.
He sure did.
Well, you were, but now you're not.
Right. So apparently he's no longer being detained. And as he is free to do, he begins to walk away at that point.
Yep.
Now, that's an important thing to remember. If you're engaging with the police and it feels like they're trying to keep you there, again, it never hurts to just ask for clarification. If you feel like you're being kept somewhere by the police, go ahead and ask them, am I being detained? If they say no, you have the freedom to walk. And that's exactly what he does. However, the video continues because he gets back into it with them. They say something as he's walking away. Mm. Here we go.
They did. Don't come back up here on this property.
This is public property. This is public property.
Like you said, you were leaving. This have a great day. Okay. You've been detained. Okay. Have a great day.
This is public property. You cannot prohibit me from being. I'm not telling you my name. I'm not telling you. You already got it.
No, I never got it.
It was on my card.
Have your name on it.
Am I being detained?
That's the card, right? No ID on it. We don't know who you are.
It doesn't matter. You don't need to know. It's not your business. It's not your business.
I told you
I'm a journalist, got a content for a story, stand on public sidewalk, engaged in constitutionally protected legal activity.
Let me ask you one more time.
You're a journalist working for security of
sir, I told you, photography is not a crime.
Right now.
I didn't ask you that.
You're misunderstanding.
No, you misunderstand me.
Again.
Who are you employed by?
Photography is not a crime.
Who's on first?
It's a news website out of Miami. And you guys are probably going to learn that. So
that's just probably so you
know. Including inmates. You guys are going to get the about to get a lesson. He's on a public sidewalk. He doesn't have to do anything you guys tell him.
You be quiet, and you go ahead and leave.
Wow. Yeah, now they're turning to the white-haired older guy and telling him to be quiet and leave. So the authority knows no bounds here with these people.
This is going to kick the cat, you know, as that's the theory in an abusive situation is the parent hits the kid and the kid doesn't have anybody to hit, so kicks the cat or the dog. You know, he's not going to get this guy's goat, so he's going to go get the next guy.
He'll pick on the old man.
Yeah,
at
right.
This point.
Find a better target.
Because I asked you to. He's just asking.
He sounds like it, right?
So, I don't know. I don't think there's really much else that's too useful in this video. They kind of walk away, and the guy walks away at this point. And then later, apparently, the sheriff comes out. There's a second video. I'm not going to play audio from the second video, but apparently, you know, later on, they're by the street again, a different location, or I guess the same vicinity, but a different specific location. And Sheriff, E. Neil Jump.
Yep.
Comes out to try to sort it all out, sends the two buffoons away from their sidewalk, and then does his best attempt at damage control, talking about how he's going to have a talk with them, you know, after the fact. Don't worry, we've got this handled.
We'll straighten this out.
Yeah, they'll never do this again. I don't think he makes that claim.
That reminds me of the circumstances in the spring when it might have been over the summer during the first hearing for the Robin Hood trial when you set up your camera and I stood up to operate the camera and the bailiff's telling me, you can't do that. Here's my media registration.
Yeah.
Turn off the camera. And then there was documents filed with the judge. And then, of course, nothing happened.
That's true. There's really very little accountability when it comes to this, so the best accountability is to keep that camera rolling. This guy was really smart. He had a secondary camera, which was able to record the moments that, you know, that happened when the first bailiff took his camera and turned it off. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Day edition of the program. You may take control of the airwaves here, toll-free. At 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Daryl has the story about the lady who died because her mother was refused, or I guess a young lady who died because her mom was refused an EpiPen because she didn't have a prescription. Plus, Nemi has an update on the kissing story, the kissy-kissy story.
The little boy was suspended.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago. We'll get that update here in a moment. And, of course, we'll take your calls as well. Want to invite you to the website. Go to freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam that allows you to watch and listen to the show, as well as that same page has our chat room built into the same page, so you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Are there people in the chat room tonight?
Oh, yeah. We've got about, 20? 30
wow.
People in here.
All right, so go and enjoy that over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And again, we are live here. We're going to go back to your calls. But first, I want to remind you about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who think like you. I'm so grateful that the Free State Project exists because it's bringing wonderful people together all here to New Hampshire. And when you bring people together who love liberty and who are willing to actually do things, some amazing stuff can happen. And we've just barely gotten the ball rolling on this thing, even though Mark and I have been here for a long time now, since 2006. We're all still early movers. Now, Nemi, you're not a mover. You were born and raised here. You had that good fortune. Daryl, you moved from the South, as did I. And many people are coming from all over the country and indeed all over the world to be a part of the Free State Project. If you love liberty, if you understand what freedom means, and that is your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, and if you're willing to stand up for the freedoms of others, then you really should go and check out the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org. Look forward to seeing you here. And don't miss the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 20th through the 23rd. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from this event. It's happening at the Crown Plaza Hotel. And will involve dozens of speakers, including Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovard, as well as New Mover and Free State Project founder Jason Sorens. So nhlibertyforum.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hundreds of liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same hotel for a weekend, right in the dead of winter. nhlibertyforum.com, February 20th through the 23rd. We will see you there. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We will talk first, ladies first, to Susanna, listening in Mississippi to LRN.FM. Hey, Susanna.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I think it's just crazy that that girl couldn't get an EpiPen just because she couldn't have a prescription. That's just nuts.
Yeah, we'll dig into that story here in a moment, so we'll definitely be hitting that up next. But go ahead with your thoughts.
I also wanted to tell you about an experience that I know of that it was just as bad. There was in a middle school in a little town in New Mexico, in Clovis, New Mexico, when we were living there, there was a girl that started having an asthma attack during her PE class. Her PE teacher thought she was faking and wouldn't let her quit running laps. As soon as PE was over, she went to the nurse's office to get her inhaler because the schools there do not like for asthmatics to carry their inhaler on them.
Right.
They keep them at the nurse's office, which is nuts. And when she got to the nurse's office, the nurse wouldn't let her have her inhaler, even though she was obviously having an attack, because something on the form was not filled out properly.
Oh, man.
So she continues on to her next class. By the time she gets in the next classroom, she is doing so poorly that her teacher panics and sends a student down to the nurse's office to get her inhaler, tells the student, don't take no for an answer, you come back with the inhaler. By the time they got the inhaler to her, she was so far gone, she couldn't even use it. And she died.
Oh, my goodness. There was another story and you said you knew the people involved in that story?
We lived in that town. My kids went to the same school district. Didn't know the girl herself or her family.
There was another story just like that recently that we were talking about here on Free Talk Live. This happened, I think it was in Ottawa, Canada, and the same exact circumstances. They had the inhaler. They confiscated it from I think it was a young man in this other story. They had confiscated the inhaler multiple times. He'd come to school with inhalers more than once. Every time they had confiscated it, they put it in the nurse's office, and then it was a similar situation where it was physical education, and he couldn't. You know, he had an attack. And
the nurse, there was another story same evening. A girl, the nurse's hours had been cut, and she couldn't get in.
The nurse wasn't even there, yeah.
Couldn't even get to it.
So the best thing you can do to prevent this from happening to your children is to keep them out of government schools.
I would say so. How does your community respond to that? Was there a response of outrage?
Well, yeah, there was a huge response of outrage. And I don't know exactly what the consequences were for the school, but I do know that it played a huge part in our decision to homeschool because my middle son, who was in elementary school at one of the schools in the same district at that time, had really bad asthma. And we had already had an experience with the school not wanting him to keep his inhaler with him, even though we had a doctor's note saying that he was to keep it with him at all times. And they said, oh, no, we can keep it in the office. He can come to the office when he needs it. My sister-in-law, my son's aunt, had died of an asthma attack on the way to the emergency room. So I told them there was no way he was keeping it in the office. He was keeping it in
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because when seconds matter, they want help to be minutes away.
It just doesn't even, it's so insane, so inhumane to do something like that. I don't even understand how human beings could implement a policy like that.
The entire time that I was in school, I never recall there even being a school nurse.
They had a school nurse when I was in school, but I also remember when I was in school, kids had their inhalers with them, and it wasn't an issue at all. I never saw anybody passing their inhaler around other kids like, hey, try this out. I never saw that happen at all.
I did know a girl that got detention because she gave one of her, the dones or whatever it was to another girl because she was having cramps and wound up. Because you can't distribute drugs on school property.
It's crazy.
Even though it's over-the-counter stuff that they would let you keep in your book bag or
buy from the store.
Yeah. If the girl would have brought her own dones to school, it would have been okay. But because she got it from a friend, it violated the passing of drug policy.
Susanna, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nat in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm just thinking about how the Seattle monetary system, the Federal Reserve System, that got its 100th anniversary a couple days ago.
And
really, it has like a boa constrictor. Stopped any real action toward liberty since its inception.
Why is that?
Because the contractual agreements and arrangements, adhesion contracts that the states signed on to subsequently with the 16th and 17th Amendment, actually the 17th Amendment, where the the states no longer, appointed the U.S. senators. And
you're talking in a language that I don't really understand. I don't think most people understand. You mentioned adhesion contracts. You're going to have to explain what that's all about here in a moment. Stand by, Matt. We'll bring you back here. We'll give you another crack at it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm not sure what that had to do with the Federal Reserve either. It's Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about where you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Day edition of the program. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free. At 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've had a couple Skype calls tonight. You can Skype into the show and username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way and connect in the way that works best for you, because we're actually here live, unlike most every other talk show in the business today. I imagine somebody else had a live show on Christmas Day, but aren't too many of them. So, here we are. By the way, with you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. You may go there to get Daryl in all manner of different forms. There's audio Daryl, there's written Daryl.
Yes.
And not so much video Daryl at this point.
Not so much.
But you do a lot of writing, actually. You do opinion pieces, and you kind of report on different news that's happening on your Twitter feed. And
yes.
There's FPP News, which is your own newspaper that you put out. Plus, you do various different radio things.
Yes. Pretty much all day Sunday, I'm in the studio doing one thing or another radio related. There's 2 5-minute newscasts that I record every Sunday. I've got a 2-hour radio show that I do. And then in the evenings, there's another podcast that I do that isn't linked from fpp.cc.
Uh-huh. Which is?
That's Black Sheep Rising.
That's right. Sunday evenings. That is you being on television. Maybe you should link that, or you just...
I think you should.
That's not an FPP production.
Oh, I see.
I'm not the one producing it. I'm not the primary host.
Got it. So fpp.cc for more of Daryl, and also the Crypto Kit. Want to make sure you know about this. It's a handy tool. In fact, I'll be using it a little bit later tonight for some PGP encryption, because Crypto Kit is not just PGP, but it's also a Bitcoin wallet. So it's your easiest and quickest Bitcoin wallet to set up. All you do is you download the Crypto Kit Google Chrome extension. It's only available for Chrome at the moment. And then once it's installed, you move your mouse around the window, generate a random Bitcoin address. You can then fund your wallet from any source and start making Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your browser. You don't have to go to some other website. You don't have to worry that some site's going to be holding onto your wallet information, because all wallet data that CryptoKit uses is stored client-side. It's never sent to any server, so they don't know your password, and they don't have access to your Bitcoins. And I know some of the skeptics out there are saying, yeah, right, they could send that information if they wanted to. Well, CryptoKit's open source, so you can go in and look at the code. If you really, really want to know for sure that they're on the up and up, you can just audit their code. CryptoKit.com, K-R-Y-P-T-O-Kit, CryptoKit.com. And as I mentioned, there's also a PGP toolset in there that makes it so you can send messages to other people with the CryptoKit extension, like instant message, but they're encrypted. And you can also use encryption tools to encrypt and decrypt PGP-encoded messages as well. It's very handy. Plus, there's Bitcoin charts in there and the current Bitcoin price, as well as Bitcoin news. So it's all rolled up into one handy Google Chrome browser extension, and it's free. CryptoKit, K-R-Y-P-T-O-Kit.com. We go back to Matt in Tennessee. Now, Matt, you're back on Free Talk Live. You'd called about the Federal Reserve passing its 100th anniversary, which is not a cause for celebration. And then you went on to say something about adhesion contracts and the amendments, 16th and 17th amendments. And you totally lost me. So what was the point you were trying to make?
Well, I think that the federal government has embarked on, 100 years ago, plus a couple of days, in an adhesion contract with private banks. And
what is the adhesion contract that you're talking about there? That you're using kind of a jargon that I think I might know what you're getting at, but can you clarify?
Well, adhesion contract is a contract where the signator becomes a grantee, and that's what's so bizarre.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? What does it mean when you say the signator becomes a grantee?
Well, the signator is the one that signed on to it.
Okay.
And they become the grantee. I mean, when you're a signator, you volunteer. You volunteer to accept privileges. And what's interesting in this, as this thing
I'm
evolves,
reading the definition of adhesion contract, and it's giving me a totally different definition than.
From where are you reading this?
This is from the freedictionary.com,
okay.
And it says, adhesion contract is a type of contract legally binding between two parties to do a certain thing in which one side has all of the bargaining power and uses it to write the contract primarily to his advantage.
Now, I've heard the term adhesion contract used basically to talk about anything that the government forces on you, like, for instance, the driver's license. That would be considered an adhesion contract because you have no negotiating power there, basically saying you either get this from us or we put you in a cage.
That's right.
But wait a minute. Well, you're talking about driver's license. The Supreme Court ruled a couple of decades ago that I can't remember how long ago it was, but the Supreme Court has ruled that you have a right to travel.
That doesn't matter, though, because they don't really care.
Unless it's commerce.
Okay. So let me stop you there, Matt, because you're bringing up this kind of freedom to travel argument that I totally agree with you on, by the way. I think you do have a right to travel. However, the men with guns calling themselves the police or the sheriffs or the stateies, these men do not agree with that. And the courts also don't agree that you have a right to travel, even though you can cite, as you did, Supreme Court cases that say you have a right to travel. The other courts don't care about those court decisions. How do I know this? I've actually submitted some of those Supreme Court cases to a court in a travel freedom to travel circumstance, and they were all rejected. So I must ask you,
were they U.S. Supreme Court cases or state Supreme Courts?
There's a bunch of cases out there. I submitted like. So, 20-page there's several cases out there, some federal, some state. There's I submitted a legal memorandum that had all kinds of citations about this. So I must ask you, Matt, as one of these people who's out there promoting the freedom to travel, have you ever actually used any of these ideas or cited any of these cases in court?
No.
Okay, so basically you don't really have any experience, you're just talking about theory, and theory falls apart as soon as you get into a courtroom with a man dressed in a robe who have men with guns who will do everything the man in the robe says, regardless of its legality, regardless of its authorization.
I tried bringing some of these right-to-travel cases up in a seatbelt ticket trial that I had about 3 years ago.
Down south?
In South Carolina. The judge excused the jury and then threatened me with arrest for contempt no less than 5 times before he brought the jury back and basically told me that I was not allowed to defend myself. All I could do was ask the officer about factual things.
Ah, yeah, right.
The officer admitted to having no physical evidence to support his claim that I was not wearing a seatbelt. Jury found me guilty in 5 minutes.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate you having a Christmas Day show. I think we're on the same team here, but hey, thanks for having Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Matt. Here's what I'd like to suggest to you. Go ahead and give those ideas a try in a courtroom, and then call us and let us know how it goes. And if you can, record it on video so the rest of the world can see. And I thank you for the call tonight. Because we get a lot of people calling in with these, well, look, I've done all this legal research, and here are all these court cases where it says you have the freedom to travel, or here's these court cases that says that, that the government's only dealing with corporations and all capital letters, and there's, like, all kinds
of
these
theories. The gold fringe on the flag, right. And don't cross the bar, and don't say, I am Ian Freeman.
And don't say you understand. Whatever you do, don't say you understand.
Right.
And I've tried these things in court, and they all fail. None of them work. You know, I've tried saying I don't understand. I got a contempt charge for that.
What?
Yeah. One of my 3 contempt charges when I was arrested for not sitting down fast enough in the court here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I remember that.
Because I was trying to speak one of these theoretical things into the court.
All right, because you're supposed to stand when you speak, otherwise the court can't hear you.
Yeah, so I was speaking to the court in this case, and I didn't sit down when he was telling me to sit down. I didn't sit down. It was 6 seconds before I sat down. By that time, he had had me arrested for contempt, and then I got 2 more contempt charges back when they took me into the secret tribunal room when I was out of sight of everybody else in the courtroom. They had a really crappy video feed that they were showing everyone in the courtroom, which they couldn't understand. They couldn't hear it. So it was basically a secret tribunal at that point. And I received 2 more contempt charges back there. One of them for saying I didn't understand, and the other one for not answering whether or not I could afford to pay the fine. So,
well, based on their own rules, they can't proceed if you don't understand.
That's what the theorists claim. And turns out they can do whatever they want to do. And ultimately, that's what I learned when I tried to put these theories into play, is that they don't follow their own rules. Even if you think you've got them by their own rules, they just don't have to follow them. More coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control. Plenty of time for your thoughts on this live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.